5 Effective Ways to Get Inspiration. Lost for inspiration? Here are 5 techniques you can use to try and coax something new and exciting out of your brain. They won't always work, but give them a go and you might just be surprised. Go for a walk. Walks are inspiring for a number of reasons. For starters, they allow us to take a break from what we're doing and to change our environment. In turn, this leads to new input that can help us to gain new perspective on whatever problem or task we're wrestling with. At the same time, walking is a monotonous task that allows our default mode network to kick in. This essentially means that we're daydreaming, which is often a source of great inspiration. Ask the right questions. Sometimes, inspiration is just about asking the right questions, which can help to reframe the problem you're facing in order to look at it in a new way. For instance, if you're wondering how to solve a problem and you can't come up with an answer, try asking yourself how Johnny would approach it. Likewise, instead of thinking about what you want something to be, decide what you don't want it to be. Take a break. Sometimes, the best thing you can do to spark some creativity or solve a problem is to take a break. This way, you stop trying to force the idea, which simply creates stress, and instead, you simply let it come to you, now that you've entered all your input. This is why we're often encouraged to sleep on big decisions. Listen to music. Music can be highly inspiring as it alters our mood and energy level and takes us to different places. Often, you'll find that music can leave you lost in thought. So try listening to some tracks while you mull over a subject. See if that helps. Talk it over. There's a myth that ideas take the form of light bulbs or lightning strikes and that they come in a flash, fully formed. Actually, when questioned, most people admit that their best ideas formulated slowly, that they gestated for days, months, or even years before emerging. Often, the best ideas are not formed in isolation either, but rather when we discuss them with other people. Even if we're just thinking aloud, this can help us to see new perspectives and will often result in new breakthroughs.